From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5, we'll hear about a partnership between the Citizen Security and Justice Program and the Stella Maris Foundation that's helping young men and women get their lives back on track. When a number of young persons in the volatile community of Grants Pen in St. Andrew were displaced as a result of an upswing in criminal activity, the Stella Maris Foundation sought a way to end the cycle of criminality. What they came up with was a pre-vocational program which would assist young men and women in the community with going back to school.
The Stella Maris Foundation, which also offers our training, proposed to do a pre-vocational training to cater for the girls who were not able to matriculate into that regular heart training program. For one reason, they could not pass the heart test, and for another reason, a lot of them are not able to do even the basic in terms of diagnostic and literacy and numeracy.
Angela Harris, CSJP Community Action Officer for the community. Committed to the vision, Stella Maris partnered with the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning to develop and offer the program. Last October, some 40 persons registered. Knowing that Grants Pen was a CSJP community, the team from Stella Maris wrote to the Ministry of National Security-led program for assistance.
One of its success stories is the fact that we have been partnering with other agencies in ensuring the mandate of the CSJP is carried out. And so that's how the partnership became enforced with the Stella Maris, where assisting persons who are, you know, reading at the basic level.
Damien Powell, Stella Maris project coordinator, says the assistance from CSJP has helped significantly. Because of the support, they've been able to expand the program, which uses creative ways to keep the participants engaged and interested. Mr. Powell says so far, participants in the program, which ends in April, have been making steady progress, this despite initial concerns.
Many of them had expressed reservations about coming into a program like this because they felt it would stigmatize them. People, other persons in the community would ridicule them because of the fact that they couldn't read or what have you. But I can tell you this, those same persons who have been expressing reservations, they are the persons who are here every single day for classes. They never miss a day. They have completely changed. They are now fully interested in the program, and I am absolutely sure they have been benefiting from the program.
Gregory Larmond is one of the participants in the program.
We pick up back from the basic, and me catch up. I mean, I go on good, you know. I go on good looking, and I love the program. And I love what I go on car. Well, me not tell you lie, me get slow. And I come back, me get fast, me get me pick up back. Yeah, go on good. Yeah, well, me not tell you the truth still. I could even tell out certain words. You see what I say? But from I come back, me can't pick it up back. Me never want a program after done. The program is correct. And it balance for us because when we go out in the world, we can know what we are going to do, you know, so balance and know the wrong from the right certain way and can pick out certain letters and do certain little things and certain things right here. So build we up. And we like that. It makes me improve enough more and things still and get them back to me. Feel so proud of myself. It makes me feel so proud and so happy and thing and, you know, I'm like it.
That's it for this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.